For me, the People's Guide is an opportunity to tell a broader narrative of Nashville's history. We are amplifying voices that have been marginalized over the course of the city's history.
Well, to me, a People's Guide to Nashville is a chance for Nashville to tell its own story about who it has been, who it is, and who it wants to be. One of the things that's unique about the way we're approaching this project here, as opposed to how it's rolling out in other cities, is we really are doing a call to the city to write their history, to submit entries. And while we do have, you know, historian scholars on our editorial team, and we imagine there'll be work left for us to do, we really are hoping that a lot of people engage and contribute their histories, and that it really is a guide written by the people.
These are the invisible people, so to speak, the folks that people see but they don't see, people who have very, very interesting stories that they keep inside of them, and then when we bury them, we bury those stories in the cemetery. There are groups of people who are not professionally trained historians who are out there collecting histories, and they're very, very valuable. One group, African-American church historians, this group of women, they put together their church histories. Some of them are published, and some of them are full of amazing information, amazing facts about Nashville that I haven't encountered in scholarly texts. So when I present their books to my students, I say, hey, knowledge can be produced outside of academia, and this is a perfect example of this.
I hope it's something that visitors look at, but I also hope it's something that people who live here look at. And Nashville attracts a lot of, not just visitors, but a lot of new residents. And so it'd be the kind of thing, if it existed, that I would have bought right when I got here. You know, I am new to Nashville. I came here 3 years ago to start a doctoral program, and these are the stories I want to know about the place I live. So we hope that it will be something that will be, that will meet a need for visitors and residents alike.
Spaces are created, they mature, and then they die or become something else. It'll be interesting to see how we address that, because not everybody sees spaces or events through the same eyes, I think.
I heard somebody say recently about visiting downtown Nashville once is enough. Mm-hmm. And I thought, that's not what we're going for as a city. We want it to be more than a one-shot wonder, and Nashville is more than a one-shot wonder. There's a rich history, and you should be able to go downtown over and over and over again and discover new things, and that should be true about every part of the city.